There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, LaShelle Weemy, and today we get a chance to talk to my friend, Stacey Lucis. You guys, she's an executive coach, and I have to just be like real honest with you guys that Stacey and I got talking for like the last half an hour. We wish we would have recorded this. This is how much fun this conversation is going to be. So we're already primed up, ready to give you our best. And Stacey, girl, like you're on fire today, I just have to say, and I am so stinking excited for everybody else to get a chance to get in on this conversation. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I can only be as on fire as you are. definitely. I'm so excited to be here. Like you said, we've been revved up for the last 20 minutes. This is going to be spicy. And I wore red, which this is what I'm channeling today. So
I love it. I love it. It's your power. You're stepping into your power today. And I guess I got a little wild in me because I'm wearing leopard print.
So like, I cannot love that more. Right? My husband warned me if I bought one more leopard shoe, it was over. So I've got to like watch it.
So, okay, girl, I want you to tell us who you are, like what lights you up in this world today, because I want people to hear from you what you're up to and how you help people, because I can't do it justice.
Well, you know, I think stories are the best. And so I'll take you back a little bit. So it was the spring of like 2021. Okay. I was hosting a small brunch, you know, here at my home in Florida. To all of you experiencing cold weather, I'm so sorry. Anyway. My friend Jane, who's a best-selling author, speaker, you know, a successful business owner, she came to me and she said, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm balancing taking care of my kids. I'm balancing taking care of my elderly parents. I'm struggling with imposter syndrome. I could relate. And she couldn't remember the last time she had fun. Yeah. And, you know, we worked together and 3 months later, she had several breakthroughs, as we all do. She's having fun. Her business is growing. She's found a way to balance kind of her life and her obligations, strengthen her friendships. And that's what I do. I help women like her really come into their own, say yes to more things, right? And live the life of their dreams. And I know that sounds crazy sometimes when we're in the thick of it, but it is entirely possible. And so that's my jam. And, you know, we have fun with it.
I love it. And I just have to say that, you know, you're somebody who not only is passionate about that, you believe in it wholeheartedly, but you also are walking that walk. And I love that. So I'm going to get into kind of some of those things in just a moment, but I would love for you to take us kind of down your journey from where you started in all this to where you are today. Like, what are some of the most impactful moments that have happened to you that have gotten you to be so passionate about the ladies that you're helping?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you get to a certain point where you have kids, you are at a certain point in your career and you have all of these competing priorities, mm-hmm. I think we forget who we are.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are walking around on automatic mode, yeah, and not actually living this life that we are blessed with.
Right.
And if somebody had told me that a couple of years ago, I would just kind of casually roll my eyes and be like, whatever, you know, like who has time to live your best life?
Right. Right.
But literally in my case, you know, I was at the top of my career game, happily married, you know, for a number of years. I won't give it away because then you'll know how old I am. I've got two incredible kids, and by all kind of perceptions, I was living the dream, right? I had it all. But really inside, there was such an emptiness and a lack of fulfillment. This culminated in me kind of really neglecting myself, right? My health, my happiness, my diet, like all of the things that we put aside because right, we're showing up for other people at 100%. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I had emergency surgery. I flatlined twice. And so in my case, I did literally experience, you know, you never know if you're going to make it till tomorrow.
Right.
Coming out of that experience, it was a bit surreal. And I knew deep in my heart, so many things had to change. Right. And the first change was uprooting my beautiful family from cold, deep, BC to sunny Florida because I wanted to be near the ocean. And I always thought that when I retire, I'm going to move somewhere where the beach is. And I was like, I'm not waiting one more day to go where my heart is. And so I really think that was the first mountain on my head of a wake-up call. And so it really sparked a series of progressive changes and just self-evolution that has led me to want the results I'm seeing in my life and the level of peace and happiness that it is possible to have for other people. Yeah. I feel like we are called, and you know, I know you certainly feel that way, and I feel it in my bones. We're called to, when we go through things like this and we get out on the other side and we have a cure, right? Some sort of solution, recommendation, best part, whatever, however you want to couch it.
Right.
That we're obligated and it is our responsibility to pass that on. And I think I would just love to uncondition more women so that we can all show up as we are, happy and go lucky and still doing the thing, but squeezing every drip of it out of life and before it's too late. Because it really is. It could be.
100%. And I think that's something that what you said really, really resonated with me, because I also want to live by the ocean. So if you end up with a next door neighbor request soon, like...
Oh, I have like four friends wanting to build a tiny house in our yard. So,
but, you know, it's one of those things, just like you said, where it's like, okay, well, someday, like once I get my business to this place, or once the kids are out of high school, or once, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like you said, we never know when that next day or if that next day will come. And the fact that you guys did actually make an effort and you got into action is rare in itself. And so I just got to ask you, like, there's so many people that are like, oh, I would love to do that, but, right? So what do you tell those people that are like, yeah, but...
Yeah. I read this quote very recently, and it said, don't spend 75 years doing the same thing and call that a life well lived.
Yeah.
And I do think that the universe is magical. Mm-hmm. And to some of you, that sounds weird, but it really is. And I think that once you put forth your highest and best intention for your life,
right,
things conspire to bring that to fruition. And in my case, you know, our organization at the time was now exploring remote work. Okay. And so I wrote a 30-page proposal on, as a retention strategy, how they could keep me with all of these certifications and experience and historical knowledge and the depth that I was bringing to the organization, if they would just not see my face, you know, X number of days a month, I would move to Florida and keep my job. And what level of bravery and courage and fear that took, but it happened. They said yes.
Yeah. And I think
yeah,
one of the things that you just highlighted to us, you guys, is that we oftentimes get stuck into this like all or nothing, black or white world. And that was really what got me out of my full-time career, was like all of a sudden I had this like aha moment that it doesn't have to be black or white, all or nothing. Like there are other options that I could consider that I had never considered before. And so, you know, oftentimes people are like, well, I would love to move to Florida, but I don't want to have to quit my job and blah, blah, blah. You came up with like this alternative solution that allowed for you to create this reality. And I think oftentimes we don't even consider like, what else am I not thinking of that I could do to make this a reality for me?
I love that. Yeah. And get creative, right? Like, I think that also calls into point the power of a beautiful network.
Yes.
You know, not a networking event, but one of the things that I work really hard to do now that I probably didn't as much when I was younger is curate friends and people in my life that are not only like-minded, but that I show up for consistently.
Right.
And they show up for me consistently. Yeah. And I think that that place of generosity and kindness, right? That good karma comes back to you.
Yeah.
And so I do think that if you are in a position where you feel lonely and isolated, that's an opportunity for you to really start now. Don't wait for 2023, which is breathing down our necks.
Right.
Like maybe that's a place where you start. putting yourself out there a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the people we keep, right? Yeah. And it's a crazy how, well, you mentioned the universe that has our back, and it totally does. And when we live our life on autopilot without intention, that's why we get more of the same, because that's where our intention is going, or the lack of intention, right? But when we put our attention towards something, more of that is going to materialize as well. And I think that when I keep good company, it's amazing how much who I know impacts what I'm doing and condenses time, because a 9-minute conversation with someone that has been a couple steps ahead of me or has a perspective that I need, but you know, I don't have myself, can literally fast forward 9 years into my journey. And I think that you told me off camera that, you know, you were invited to speak at this like amazing conference in Georgetown coming up. Like that's freaking amazing. It's because of
something. I hadn't talked to him in like 7 years.
Yeah. And so it's the people that we keep around, and it's, you never know like when these pieces of the puzzle are going to come in at the exact time. But if you're not surrounding yourself with really, really good energy and really, really good people, you're really cutting yourself off from that life supply of what's possible.
And you know, it isn't only about friends or your networks, right? I think that relationships in general, that's kind of such a component of our happiness, right? I feel like a lot of times we find connection through social media, and that's how we met, right? Like we met through LinkedIn. But I do think that our conversations are what's creating depth and quality to a relationship that began via social media.
100%.
And so I think there's intentionality there also, and really being vulnerable, but also genuinely happy for whatever your wins are. And there's going to be a time when you live your life like this and you start changing not only how you show up, but the energy that you're giving out, that your entire day is going to be spent with people that are enjoyable. And you're like, oh my God, I met so-and-so and talked to so-and-so. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I talked to like at least 8 amazing people today.
Right. And you know, how many of us go through the day, right, where you're sitting out at dinner with your family and they're like, well, what, you know, what did you do today? I don't know. Like nothing. Like, well, what did you learn or who did you meet or whatever? Like it was the same. It was just the same day. Right. And I think that when, you know, I have utilized social media, for example, for me to bring in new people into my life, like every day is an adventure. Because I never know, like, and I don't go into any conversations ever with an agenda. It's literally like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see how this person's going to fit in my life. Right. And it's
and there's so curiosity, right? Like having curiosity about another person's experience.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would say that, especially when it came to women, and I don't know if it was the same for you. I know it's the same for a lot of the women in my circles. You know, I think that society, especially when you're in hardcore corporate and male dominated industries, for which I've been, I've been in like Morgan Stanley, so finance, Bank of America finance. Then I went into IBM and it was supporting DOD with, you know, defense. And now I'm at Homeland Security. So it's very male dominated. It's very serious. You know what I mean? Like I can't wear a red jacket there. I would be barred at the door. But I do think that we show up with these identities, and after a while, it bleeds into maybe our natural personalities being less than.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, especially post-pandemic, people are wanting more authenticity. Yeah. People are wanting to talk about, I'm really struggling with my mental wellness. I'm really struggling with my focus. I'm really struggling to put the thing back in the box because we've changed.
Right.
And
right.
So I think being open to those conversations, even with your boss or your husband or your spouse or your significant other or whatever, like make the first move and you may be surprised by that evolution of that relationship, friendship, whatever, right?
Right. 100%. And I think that oftentimes we don't have the events happen like yours when you flatlined twice and you, you know, were basically faced with the fact that we're a mortal being, right? And oftentimes I think that people don't have these big aha wake up moments, right? But maybe they have this like little just gnawing feeling inside of their heart. And maybe it took the pandemic to say, you know, gosh, like there's something in here that feels unsettled. I just don't feel as fulfilled as I used to be, or I feel like I'm made for more, or gosh, this Groundhog Day life that I've been living that is like on repeat constantly, drop the kids off, go to work, pick the kids up, you know, like all the things, right? And I think that oftentimes we don't recognize that small, subtle little voice inside of us of saying, hey, like I have more in store for you than what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's beauty in little moments and large moments, right? Like obviously mine was like momentous in my life.
Yeah.
I do think that for a lot of my good friends, a lot of my clients, and I coach mostly executives and business owners that are struggling with these same questions. And that little niggling feeling that you talk about, it gets louder and louder as we enter our 40s, as we enter our 50s. You know, my most mature client is 67, and she was referred to me. She actually sat in a session that I had with her daughter, who's in her 40s. She wanted to just have a one-on-one with me, and and her big thing was, I don't know if I've ever really had fun. And it was so sobering for me. Because I feel like we get tied up a lot in hating our bodies and, you know, being dissatisfied with ourselves and like having imposter syndrome or not being enough and feelings of worthiness in general.
Yep.
And we put off these magical moments where when we get to be that age where, you know, let's face it, that's a whole different type of conversation and thinking about uncertainty. I just want to help more women not get to that point and beyond.
Right.
When we have a pretty beautiful runway right now to make some changes, right? And to have that courage and to find people to hold our hands to go there.
Yeah. You know, and you said something about fun. And I think that, you know, that's something that I had to admit, you know, not too long ago, where I couldn't think about what I did that was fun. I couldn't think about when I laughed the most. And it really like got me thinking. And so I really want you guys that are listening to this, like asking yourself right now, like, when's the last time you had fun? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Stacey, when we've had conversations before, there's something that stood out in them that I wrote down. And I just think that it's really fun to just use as a word description. But you said sometimes we can get stuck in the should show. And I mean, like, okay, so I feel like I'm in the shit show half the time, but I also think that like the should show is something that is so powerful because we get stuck in the things, all of the obligations, all of the things that we think we should be doing, all of the things that, you know, a mature, responsible, you know, safe, stable person should be doing. Yes. And we really do get off track from the curiosity, the adventure, the fun. And I don't think that we should have to be living in the all or nothing, the polarized view of I have to either be all of the things I'm supposed to be or have fun and have this adventure, right? Like we can integrate the two at the same time.
Of course. And we also play this on ourselves, this guilt trip, lay on ourselves rather, of, you know, girls' weekend. I will tell you, me and my girlfriends pre-pandemic, we did a girls' weekend at least every year, and it was basically a Friday. You know, we'd all fly in wherever Friday, pick a city, fly in Friday. So it'd be Friday night, Saturday, and fly out Sunday. Perfect. But the amount of cup fullingness, deliciousness that I got from that day and a half, if you really want to think about
it, right,
filled me up to show up better for everybody in my life for the entire year, for the next little getaway.
Yeah.
Right? And so I do think that very corny, any airplane you get on, they tell you put the oxygen in your face first.
Yeah.
Like that translates to everything. And when you are filled from it within and you are giving yourself the, not only energy, but the love and the support and the integrity with yourself first, you show up as your best, most highest, authentic self for everyone else. And there can only be more success, more growth, more friendships, more everything coming from that place instead of, oh, I did a spa day like 4 weeks ago. That's not self-care.
Right.
That's like good hygiene.
Right. And so, like, I really just think that it's cool that the two of us get to talk right now. And, you know, you really do help your clients live out their best life, right? And here you are as someone that's sitting here with me today that had to make some pretty big decisions in your own life. And I love that you are literally walking the walk so that you can help other people live their best life. So kind of fill us in a little bit about what's going on with you behind the scenes.
So knowing that this will air in a few weeks, I am resigning, retiring, you know, bon voyaging my corporate job tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I could not, you see this big grin on my face? Like last week I was in tears because my previous top need for security and control, and I'm the breadwinner in our family, and stopped me from pursuing so many things. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to kind of show up as my me, right? Not these identities that, you know, I have to wear to be more serious and all of that stuff. And my tribe will find me and I will find them. And, you know, I worked with a client, she works for IBM. We wrapped up her 12-week program 2 weeks ago. And I keep texting her that I feel like her mom. Like I'm so literally so proud of her for the transformation that happened in less than 90 days. The things that she's doing for foundations, for children she's going to do, the connection she's made. She wrote this incredible LinkedIn blog post that went a little bit viral, that got picked up by a big syndicate. And as I was telling you, you know, before we officially started this conversation, that's what I want to do. I want to unleash the greatness of women so that we do more of those things.
Yeah.
Instead of questioning our sanity, our happiness, our existence, right? And that's, to me, I don't know, the culmination of all of those weeks of hard work on her part.
Yeah.
And me doing, you know, I'm like Yoda. They're the hero of their story, right? We're just yes. wise guides.
Yep.
Watching, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how amazing it is. But if in my lifetime, I can unleash like 50 more people like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like the yeah. impact on communities, on countries, on people's lives.
Right.
Is worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's worth me feeling uncomfortable and leaving
yeah.
a job that I'm magnificent at, but I'm not growing the way that I want to grow and I deserve to grow in, right? And you kind of did the same thing.
I mean, I totally did. And it's like, you know, when we feel like it's all fine. And I joke around that my least, like, I mean, we all say like, oh, that four-letter F word, but the four-letter F word for me is fine.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right. And I think that oftentimes we like settle for fine. It's fine. There's not bad enough to do anything about, right? But there was this like space in me where I knew that I had nowhere else to grow in my current role, right? Yeah. That the things that I could do were filling me up, but there was this deep like longing that I knew that I needed to do something more. But I will be honest with you. And I think Stacey, you can relate to this. Like, it doesn't mean that we don't have imposter syndrome. It doesn't mean that like, oh my gosh, like what am I doing? To what am I?
We're going into a recession. Like
whatever. All of the things. Like we're still there, but it's this compass, this intuition that tells me, no. Mm-hmm. Like this is where I'm supposed to go. And it's mm-hmm. not because you know, people that know me really know that I'm an introvert and that I really love to just like give everybody the glory, right?
Yeah.
I get a chance to be a ripple effect maker. I get a chance to allow other people to, like you said, unleash them and have them go out and make this amazing impact.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not fulfilling that.
And I don't care if she doesn't remember me in 10 years.
Yeah.
I will remember the heck out of her.
Yep.
Because I, you know, and there have been so many stories like that, but this one in particular, at this moment, for where I am and the decisions I have to make and what I have to struggle with, and it's a struggle to make these decisions. It's not like, you know, I'm just quitting and we'll figure it out. These are hard decisions that I'm sure you know, you're a little ahead of me, but we've thought about for years.
Yes. Yes. Right? But it's so interesting. Like you've said this too, like once you make the decision.
Oh, can we talk about that?
Yeah, please.
Listen, there is this thing called law of attraction. We all have heard it. Some people believe it. Some people's like, that's too woo-woo for me. I sat in the middle of that, those two extremes for many years until I literally, when you sort of want something and you speak it into existence and you actively conspire with the universe to make these things happen, AKA have a plan.
Yeah.
All of these synchronous coincidences start happening.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, if you really think about it, you're like, how did that even happen? And that's what's happening.
Yes.
Once I sort of made the verbal decision.
Yes. The verbal decision was different because you've been thinking about
this
for a while.
But the convicted from my soul, ugly cry at 5 a.m., walking the dog, what am I doing? What are people going to say? What, you know, is this even going to work out? Blah, blah, blah. That get on your knees and wail cry before you make a decision like that and then release that.
Yep. Yes.
And then feel in your soul that that is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I got up off of that situation. And then that day, at least six things happened. And I just felt like I was in a movie waiting for somebody to say cut.
Right.
Because it felt scripted, the amount of goodness. And I was like, oh my God, I just needed to let the universe in on what the heck I wanted.
Right.
So that it could do its thing for me. And, you know, we joke about what we're talking about and, you know, we're by no means telling you go quit your job and life. but, that said, live a life that when you're 83 or 63 or whatever, like you squeezed all of it out of it.
Right. Right. And, you know, speaking of squeezed, I think that, you know, going back to all the things that kind of happened to you once you made that decision, I think that oftentimes our hands are gripped so tightly on what we know that we can't possibly unleash what is supposed to happen by opening up our palms and receding, right? It was like you were hanging on to what you knew until you had that moment where you're like, no more. And you opened your hands. And all of the things that were waiting for you, you could finally receive. And I think sometimes we're like hanging on and squeezing the life out of what we currently do.
You talked about a golden cage. And there's this story that I tell a lot of my clients at a certain point in my coaching program. And it has to do with this beautiful nightingale that is in this beautiful golden cage, this gilded cage that what more could you ask for, right?
Right. Right.
And she wraps her beautiful wings around the bars and she's peeking out of the bars and looking out at all the other birds flying gracefully in the sky, having all of this freedom that she feels she doesn't have, as beautiful as this cage is.
Right.
And the camera pans around to the back and the cage door is open.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is all of us who are comfortable and fun.
Yes. And, you know, I think that too, you know, oftentimes I'll talk to my clients because I use a lot of quantum physics and brain science into what I'm doing, right? And there is an amazing tiny little book. You probably have read it, maybe not, called U Squared.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay. So it's like, you guys, it's like you can read it in 20 minutes, right? But there's such a great story right at the beginning of that book where they talk about this fly that is trying to get out of this room and it keeps flying up against this window and glass and just struggling to get out over and over again, is flying up against this window. It can't get out. It can't get out. It keeps doing the same thing it's always done. Kind of like what you're talking about with us showing up in repeat mode and living our fine life in the should life, right? And if it would have flown 10 inches to its left, it would have gone straight out an open door.
Yes.
Right? And that's the quantum leap that often happens as long as we can be willing to open ourselves up to this solution that has been there the whole time. And all we need to do is shift our perspective just ever so slightly and everything else opens up. But until you make that decision to turn your direction to be open to the solutions, to be open to something that you had never considered before, you're going to continue to pound yourself up against that glass, hoping for a different result from what you continue to do.
And it's how we approach, embrace a couple of concepts, right? Mm-hmm. One is, what is failure?
Right, right.
And I don't think there's anything, like, I don't think we've ever really failed at anything hard in our lives because we're showing up here. So we've had kind of like a 100% success rate of surviving the worst thing that we thought we went through.
Right.
And with that kind of metric,
right,
like, do the next incremental thing. You know, there's another story, and I'll credit Tony Robbins for this one, but he talks about Olympic athletes, mm-hmm. and that Olympic athletes are revered, you know, worldwide, and they all show up at the same time, and it's like, you're competing, the best of the best of the best are competing yeah. against each other.
Right.
And they've had the best training, the best food, they're wearing the best shoes, right? And at the end of it, there's just one who's the best in the world. And oftentimes what sets that swimmer or that runner apart is 2 millimeters.
Yeah.
And so what I love to, how I love, you know, just love to encourage people, but also how to live my life is, mm-hmm. what's my 2 millimeter shift?
Mm. Yes.
What is my shift to figure out, like, what's the next, I don't want to say pivot, but what's the next thing?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
doesn't have to be 17,000 miles long. It's
right.
2 millimeters, which is yeah. a hair's breadth.
What would be a good example for somebody to be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can do that?
I think a lot of, so two things women struggle with a lot. I think it's body issues, like mm-hmm. being unhappy with their weight.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's having the perception of society judging you. Like, mm-hmm. are you a good mom? If you have kids, you're judged. If you don't, you're judged. If you work too much, you're judged, right?
Yeah.
I think a good example is when you come at these things haphazardly, you may get a haphazard result. But let's stick with kind of body image. And I really stick with this one because, you know, I went to a conference with 4,000 people. Hmm. The youngest was 11 and the oldest person there was in her 80s.
Okay.
It was a Rachel Hollis Empowerment Conference in 2020 in Tampa.
Yeah.
And she had all these women stand up and she said, sit down. And if you are happy with your body, stand up. And in a crowd of 4,000 women, nobody stood up. So generationally, we are having these issues with how we look. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not, what's the right word, egotistical.
Right.
I think
right.
it's worthiness.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I think that working with a coach or being inspired to make that 2 millimeter shift, change your words.
Yeah.
You could just change the way that you speak to yourself.
Right.
I think that we will keep a promise to a stranger on the street.
Yes.
Quicker than we keep a promise to ourselves. So I like to say, become the guardian of yourself for 1 month. And from that place of guardianship
yeah.
and responsibility over yourself,
yeah.
you would never be harsh to someone you were taking care of.
Right.
You would feed that person the best food. You would say wonderful things to this person. Mm-hmm. And so if you can guardianship yourself for 1 month, that's a 2 millimeter shift where you're not, oh my God, why are you doing this again? What's wrong with you? And do you know what I mean? Like, we do it all the time.
Those are those micro habits that
yes.
will
derail
up.
You.
Yeah. They will literally, yeah, they will derail you or they will guide you back to where you're supposed to go. And
the 2 millimeter shift is just
yeah.
change who you are to yourself.
Yeah. The tiniest little thing, this
tiny little
micro
and
habit.
You'll be surprised.
You know, and it's crazy. Like, I have clients that I've worked with that have literally told me, I would love to speak on stage someday, but I just don't feel comfortable with my body being in front of that many people. Or maybe you're sitting there thinking that, gosh, yeah, you're right. Like, I would love to network and meet people like these ladies are telling me, but I don't feel comfortable. I've gained 20 pounds and I don't really want to go out to these networking events and meet people or maybe I don't like to look at myself on Zoom. So it's really hard for me to have these virtual meetings and stuff. Thinking about how your body image and how you think about yourself is impacting you and keeping you from showing up and making the difference in your life and the life of other people. And you guys, like, it's that awareness of how those tiny little things are holding you back and how you're holding you back is impacting your ability to, you know, reach other people as well.
And there are two harsh truths, right?
Yeah.
Kind of piggybacking off what you just said. The first is nobody's thinking about us except us. Totally. Like, they're thinking about themselves.
Yep.
And the second harsh truth, and it really isn't a harsh truth, it's just, it could be a truth. It's one that I live by and it has served me well, is, you know, the things that people say about me don't hurt. The thoughts that I have about what was said hurt.
Yes. Yes.
And so how you are approaching maybe an innocuous comment and bringing the rain down on that can really determine the quality of the life that you have if you are consistently doing it.
Right.
And consistently putting, and I'm not saying there aren't mean people out there and whatever. I'm just saying, how are you approaching the interactions that you have with others and your perceptions happening? Because my perception, you and I could be having the same conversation, the same sushi, the same server, the same wine, and walk away and go home to our friends and relay that experience 100% differently.
100%. Yes. And it's words. I actually teach this, like the power of our words, but what's fascinating is it's not the words. Words are neutral.
Yes.
It's the story that we tell ourselves around the words, right? And so, 100%. And the thing is that the thing that I love about just all of that, Stacey, is that, and it's kind of, you know, wraps up our conversation really well, is that we always have a choice. And I think that that is our superpower as human beings. Yeah. We are given free will and we are given the ability to do with that what we choose. Mm-hmm. And every day we can choose life or we can choose death. And I get to choose the words that I use. I get to choose how I speak to myself in the inside. I get to choose who I surround myself with, and I get to choose how I want to live my life and whether or not I want to choose to stay. Because remember, nobody was holding a gun to our heads to to keep us at our job that we cried at home when, you know,
we didn't comfort,
right? But we get to choose to do something different with that.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, F the word fine, like pursue fire.
Yes.
Like light it up.
My God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So we have got to let these people, these poor people, get back to their day because, you know, you and I could like sit here.
Yeah. Yeah. Four more hours at least.
So I want to just have you just relay any other things that we haven't had a chance to touch on so that we can make sure that I've given you like the full stage today. Is there anything that you really, really wanted to contribute that we haven't already talked about?
I think that you owe it to yourself, you know, and going back to that guardianship position, I think that as people, I wouldn't say as women, right? Because it's just as people,
right?
At certain points in your life, you owe it to yourself to kind of do a double check. Like, am I where I need to be? Am I who I need to be for the world?
Yeah.
And that sounds like a lofty statement, but your soul knows kind of if you're on the right track or not. 100%. And so I would encourage you, if you've never thought about coaching or attending a retreat or doing something that puts the spotlight and the embrace on you for the human that you are and how you show up in the world, like explore that. Because that was the first time I gifted that to myself was when I was 40. And I've never looked back.
Right? It's because you start to recognize what's possible.
I call it the unconditioning.
Yeah. I love it. Thanks for titling this podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Okay, you guys, I'm going to have Stacey give you a question that I want you to think about that's going to move you from where you are to where you want to be. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that you guys have done everything that you can to let Stacey know that she did a phenomenal job. So hit subscribe, leave a review, tell her what your favorite part was, share this out in your stories, tag us, it's always so much fun. And be sure to share this episode with whoever needs to see or hear it, because this is such a powerful message for the person who has been literally praying for this message. And so I'm so glad that you guys are here. Stacey, what would you love the audience to think about that's going to move them forward from where they are to where they want to be?
So I always say, you know, New Year's is kind of that ripe time where everybody's thinking about what can I do this year, or what are my resolutions or whatever. I would say, depending on when you see this, you know, maybe start that conversation now. And the one question I would ask you to challenge yourself to answer is, are you really happy?
Right. I have goosebumps. I hope that this is your new start, guys. This is your new start. This is your fresh start. And I hope that you choose courage and bravery and support. And if you need an extra person to lock arms with you and get you there, like, you have two people right here that care about you. So, oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Stacey. You guys, I hope that you had a blast, and thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.